Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is the founder and the principal of the Meyer Group. He's the author of a couple of my favorite books on the planet, Warp Speed Growth, and one of the books that I quote all the time here, even when he's not here, Creating and Dominating New Markets. And he's our good friend Peter. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's such a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Peter, one of the things that I spent a good bit of my time talking about and writing about over the years is something that's it's a human condition that's not necessarily, you know, associated with business. It's associated with the human condition, and that's our inability to get out of our own way, whether it be in we're trying to get an education, we're trying to meet people, where we're trying to, you know, we're working, we're running businesses, we're working with customers, whatever we're doing, the human condition, for some reason, causes us, how we are as humans, sometimes we have a tendency to get in our own way. And you've described that, I think, what I'm talking about, you know, in terms of the word inertia, and I'd like for you to talk to us about that.
Absolutely. And I think that the word inertia is the right word here, because once we get on a path, we tend to want to stay on that path. Now, we can't really run our businesses without following, you know, standard operating procedures. So paths make sense. However, when we're trying to make a deal happen, or we're trying to grow the business, or we're trying to get something unusual to occur, that means we need to make a change in inertia, either with ourselves, with our customers, or both. The good news is that when you make that change, the customer often respects it immensely, and you get big opportunities.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we have these preconceived notions, right? The things that's what I was alluding to when I was talking about getting out of our own way. We get stuck in a rut. We get our paradigms that we hide behind, that we think how things ought to be, and it results in inertia, doesn't it?
It does, and certainly the whole idea behind Age of the Customer, that really excellent book that you've written, is that we need to change our path, to move our inertia from one direction to another, in order to keep up with our customers.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the opportunity is really great. For the companies, those of us that do that, then we're building opportunity, and that's really what you want. And deals happen there that you don't expect.
Well, of course, one of the things that I've said here for a long time is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And that's I think that's what you're talking about.
Yes, there's a great deal of truth in what you say, as always. Look at inertia in this way, if you will. Most of us can get concerned about our product competition, other companies, other products that are available that would be competing with our product, whether it be tires in the store or whether it be services that we provide our customers. The biggest competition inside most of our customers is their inertia and our inertia.
Right.
It isn't what another company does. It's what they don't want to do and we don't want to do. When we break that inertia, then the competition of other companies doesn't matter very much.
Well, that's exactly right. And you're making an excellent point here, because That's the thing that I'm trying to get people to understand is that, I mean, I keep hearing different people, even some other so-called experts talk about, you know, do you know what your competition is doing? And to me, in the 21st century, that's irrelevant. Not completely. It's not that you don't need to know anything that they're doing, but that's not what your first line of activity should be. Your first line of activity is what you're talking about. How do I get customers to break this inertia? But more than likely, it's our own inertia that's not seeing their and not addressing their expectations. And that's where I think we get bound up. I'm gonna let you come back and talk some more about that after this break. MeyerGroup.com, GRP.com, MeyerGroup.com. Is that right, Peter?
Yes.
So there's the website.
That's correct. Thank you.
For Peter. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.